going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, 205 on DGS. Dave out for the day, just taking the long weekend back on Monday. The rest of us here, Sue Thomas is here as well.
Hi.
Happy Suet too.
Thank you. To
anything,
you too.
Anything go- that rhymed.
Happy Suet too. Well.
Lots of twos in there. What's going on this weekend? Anything cool?
This weekend, I don't think so. I think it's a work around the house weekend.
I hate those.
Well, they're not great, but you have to do it. Like, I looked around.
Or
and
you can
they, well,
not.
Except then it comes to bite you, Kevin.
No, that's true. That's true.
I have found that I've got somebody coming, like Handyman Steve, is coming on Monday to paint the floor of the basement. So that way I will have to get everything off and clean it up so that he can do that. And if I don't have deadlines like that,
I get you. I'm not big on the deadlines. Usually it's like, well, I guess since the bushes out front are overgrowing the windows, I should probably go do that.
Yes.
I'm going to wait until I have to do it as opposed to like just doing it the way you're supposed to.
Oh, I have to tell you guys this. Okay. I ordered some shampoo. Rachel, are you aware of Prose, P-R-O-S-E?
Yeah.
Okay. It's this nice online shampoo place where you can go and order stuff like you like it. And it's kind of expensive, so I only do it like once a year and then mix it in with my other shampoo. You understand.
It's and you like can, customized
yeah,
for
it's
you.
Like, mm-hmm. And it'll even say for Rachel on the bottle.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I sent off for that and it arrived in the mail, and I was like, this is great. But when I picked up the box, it felt way too light.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, well, that's weird. But the tape that with the name on it, Prose, was still intact. It hadn't been cut or anything. But I opened it up, and instead of my shampoo and conditioner, there's someone else's mail in there.
What?
Wow.
It's like somebody had stolen it
and replaced
put
it?
This stuff in there to weight it down so that the delivery person would think there was something in it. Now, and it wasn't just mail. Huh. It was like a kind of like a square plastic thing holding a tape of a book for a blind person. Huh. And it has this person's address, name and address in my same zip code.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it was a local address.
That would be probably something at the distribution level, right?
Yeah, like it has to be, right?
A switch out made. They must have thought maybe you were getting some kind of, if I had to guess, probably some sort of like a valuable collectible or something that they thought was a similar weight box of Pokemon cards or something, some sort like that.
Box of Pokemon cards. You go right to that. And are they similar weight to that?
The bottom.
They would be about that same size.
Oh, okay.
And then also,
that's
the sort of thing that people do these sort of scams for. They at the distributor level, they rip open the box, just take whatever's inside, and then replace it with whatever
something
other garbage
else.
Sitting around to try and cover the tracks.
So they were going to rip off
me. So you
me
got ripped off is what
and
happened.
And the other guy.
Yeah, because they're not getting their mail.
I drove the tape over to him. He was happy to have it. But the bottom of the box wasn't... It had it was perforated almost so that you could make you know, point it upward and take a tent. You make a tent out of it. It wasn't flat. So somebody probably just hit that and pulled the stuff out so that they could leave the tape intact. And here's the thing. When you go to complain, you know, there's an 800 number for the post office.
Right, right.
It's just an endless wheel of press one, and there's no button that says if your package was broken into, mm-hmm. then press this. So I don't know how you're ever supposed to report it so they can find out what the heck is going on.
Do they go, please try our website?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, does the website even work?
Oh my gosh.
I can't count how many times you get caught in that loop where it's like, go to the website and do it here. I'm like, it's not working on the website. You're messing with me.
And we were thinking, where would that happen? And Andrew, you might be right. It might be at the distribution level.
That would
but
be my best
wouldn't
guess.
Wouldn't you think that they'd have cameras there?
You would hope so.
And then...
maybe not checked camera. Like, the cameras, but maybe not somebody that's, like, diligently watching them, right?
Or, it must be.
Or reviewing the footage or whatever. It's just cameras to have in case somebody gets through with a complaint. But as you've established, that's very hard to do.
And yeah. I was also at the bank today. I had a credit card sent to me, which, of course, never showed up. So I had to go and talk about that. And the guy at that Commerce was like, the mail is nuts now.
Yeah.
There's just no, and nobody feels like they have any recourse or what do you do? But so, so then our current credit card has to be down until this one is delivered and sent 7 to 10 business days if it shows up. But again, I just would like to report it to someone.
Yeah.
So that they could figure it out. We had a.
Well, and if somebody did that to you, they're clearly doing it not just to you.
Right.
Yeah.
They are clearly doing this to other people.
And I saw on the my fake Ring doorbell that it was just delivered. Because if somebody brought this up, well, why would they do that instead of, you know, steal it? And I said, if they wanted to steal it, they'd do it. They think they're getting away with something. They wanted it to have weight so that it would be delivered. But I don't know why. You know what I mean? Just steal it if you're going to steal it. So that's why I think it's an inside job.
I think you're correct.
And who else would have access? There's no way they went to this guy's house, stole his mail, and then put it in my package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So when you think about it, it's just kind of nuts to try. I like to get to the bottom of it and prevent it from happening to someone else.
I mean, I was always told that you mess with the mail, it's a federal crime.
It is. But nobody ever... Today, it's like chaos and no one cares.
So I just Googled United States Postal Service just to see what's going on.
Yes.
This
organization, because you hear all the time, like, the mail is late, they're backed up. You know, we had this huge snowstorm in January. I don't know about you, Sue, but as a city resident, I didn't get mail for like 2 weeks. It was crazy.
Oh, because of the storms.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently a couple of years ago they launched an effort called Project Safe Delivery. And they've reported a 27% decrease in letter carrier robberies since then.
Really? I wonder.
That's what they're saying, but it's like...
Well, letter carriers, though, that doesn't mean it's not happening before that.
Does that mean a robbery of a letter carrier or robberies by letter carriers? I'm thinking people were attacking the mailman. That's how that sounds like it's worded, but I don't know. But I was talking about this on the air. And somebody called in and said, you know what, I used to work for, and he said, this is the 1980s. In the 80s, UPS had a delivery area where if you had shipped your package and something happened to the box, they would kindly rebox it for you and send it off. But people started reporting in a certain area that they weren't getting their packages. Turns out whatever, you know, evilness was happening in that particular area, those people were keeping it. TVs, he said $1 million worth of stuff. But they were able to track them down because people would complain and say, I'm not getting my stuff. So the powers that be could figure it out. So that's why when I heard that, I thought, ooh, I would like to at least be able to tell somebody. Mm-hmm. So maybe they can figure
it out. Give them a data point.
Yeah, but it's 1-877, dial this, dial that. You can't possibly get through.
What about in person?
I don't know.
Were you there or was this like just showed up at your house?
Oh, no. It was delivered to my house. Okay. I watched them deliver it on the fake Ring camera.
Yeah. I don't know if it would be any better in person because you're probably just going to get a bunch of attitude there because
I'm just here at the front desk.
I wonder if they have a form.
There was one online.
But then you got to go to the post office, though.
Yeah.
Which totally sucks. That should not, that should not ever happen. Like, nobody wants to go there or the DMV. Just, no.
I don't mind doing that. And people have been nice when stuff is misdelivered. I had a guy a couple streets over with my same street address, with the same number.
All right.
Bring the mail. Well, that's really nice. And I understand that that happens.
Sure.
But this is outright theft and screwing it with the mail for two people.
That was a heist.
It was a heist of shampoo. That's what you're going to die on?
I mean,
I know. Shampoo,
that's a lot to risk your job over, right?
Like, you open it up and you're like, someone else's hair.
Right.
And you open that up for Sue.
And there's shampoo in there and you're like, wouldn't you be like, just close it back up?
Yeah.
Yes.
So stealing mail is a 5-year federal offense.
Wow.
Yeah. Caught. And that's for each and every offense. If you do identity theft, there's a 2-year mandatory minimum for each and every count. Charge. And if you rob a postal carrier, it's 20 years federal.
Good.
Time.
Dang,
that's ridiculous.
Good for that, man.
A friend of mine in Kirkwood says, just like you, Rachel, she said that her mail just comes. Now it's just like, oh, maybe you'll get it, maybe not. Maybe 4 or 5 days will go by, maybe not. People have also been frustrated by sending in bills. You know, there are people who don't pay online. And even if you do, you will write out a check. But sometimes it's the bank that mails it for you and they don't arrive on time.
So we got a comment from James who says, you always look so classy.
She does.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah. None of us get that compliment, though. Thanks, James.
Yeah, thanks,
it's okay.
Love,
I know.
James.
I know I don't. I'm not trying for it. It's okay. All right, DGS on a Friday. Dave taking the long weekend. Sue Thomas with us for this hour. Sue at 2 at Fridays. I think fast food news is in order, wouldn't you say?
Yes, let me grab it.
We're just talking food during the break. Planning foods for trivia night tonight, so you know it's always a good eating night.
I've never been to a trivia, Kevin, that didn't have plenty of food.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
a weird thing.
You know, I'm plenty of food is like relative, though.
Just because of you, personally?
Yes. I like to eat, and that's right in my dinner time, so I'm like, let's go. I got to eat. I'm not there for snacking. I'm there for eating and answering questions, but I'm only good at the sports ones.
I've got some good fast food news stories this week. Let's start with Burger King. They're introducing a new Nerds candy-flavored frozen beverage.
Oh?
It's frozen strawberry and Nerds candy drink. It's a strawberry-flavored slushy drink topped with a layer of crunchy, tangy Nerds candy.
Well, that sounds gross to me, but I'm not a Nerds person.
I love Nerds,
I don't want
but
stuff
I love
on
Nerds.
Top of my drink.
Yeah, see, I love Nerds, but I don't know if I love them that way.
They just melt and get disgusting.
Yeah, no, they melt and add more sugar to
the
drink. Nerds. Yeah,
I like it, but I don't know if I like it like that.
I'm with you, Kevin, for once.
All right, I know Kevin likes Arby's.
Yeah, America's roast beef, yes, sir.
Arby's is debuting a new quarter-pound pulled pork and brisket barbecue sandwiches.
Both?
Yes. Pulled pork and then separately a barbecue.
Oh, I was kind of hoping they were together. That'd be great.
And they're teaming up with Cedric the Entertainer and Anthony Anderson to launch these sandwiches.
Right.
Because I guess they have different barbecue sauces. Cedric the Entertainer has the sweet bussin' brown sugar sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
And Anthony Anderson has the spicy chipotle smoke sauce.
All right. I'm down. I love barbecue sauces with brown sugar.
Do you?
Me too. Ugh. Oh, my goodness.
See,
yes.
I don't want any sauce. I want to add my own if I want it, and I don't.
Well, yeah, I like it on the side because I like to put them. Because sometimes I want it all. I want all of the sauce, and sometimes I just want a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're a man of many moods.
Yeah, it just depends. Depends on whether I'm eating with a fork or with my hands.
That's true.
If I eat with my hands, I want a little bit less sauce. I don't want to wear it.
Additionally, both sandwiches can be enjoyed with two brand new sauces. Okay, we already went over that. The sauces look exciting. The 4th-pound pulled pork sandwich is pulled pork smoked for 6 hours over hickory wood.
Wow.
And the brisket sandwich features a 13-hour slow-smoked brisket. Now, where is Arby's getting this done? They're obviously not smoking the meats at the restaurant.
That's a solid question. Andrew?
Yeah. I'm guessing they are smoked, then frozen, then shipped, and then they...
That's probably a good
bet.
We're
just letting Andrew speculate on what you thought could happen.
I mean, I'm sure it's done at some, like, central location and then brought to the place, whether it's frozen or maybe it's, like, vacuum sealed or whatever.
It could be. Yeah. Two words, Lion's Choice.
Yeah, no, no. Lion's Choice is superior to Arby's for sure.
Down on Chippewa here in the city, they have a Lion's Choice and an Arby's right next to each other.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
I always feel bad for that Arby's because I'm like, man, first of all, this is St. Louis. Most people are going to be going for Lion's Choice.
Unless you don't want roast beef, though, because you go to Arby's, they have chicken tenders that are pretty good. Okay. They have chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, they have a good chicken sandwich. Yeah. I haven't had one.
They have great curly fries.
Decades, but yeah.
Yeah. So but if you're just going for a roast beef sandwich, you're definitely going.
Rachel, you're right. I think that every time I'm down there, and I also think, but they've been here forever.
I know.
So something's working.
It's those mozzarella sticks that get me coming back to Arby's every
Yeah,
time.
Those are good, yeah.
Those are real good.
Those are good as a substitute for fries?
Yes.
Like, just get that on the side instead of fries?
Mm. Oh, which, by the way, since we're talking about fries and mozzarella sticks, Burger King has a deal right now. I keep seeing a commercial for it where you can swap your fries in a combo for free. So if you don't want regular fries, you can get, like, the mozzarella fries.
All right.
Oh. Or I think they have a churro fry, which is really good. So just something to keep in mind. It's nice that they don't upcharge you for those things.
A churro fry.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, KFC is offering two sides and two drinks for just $7 when you order through the brand's mobile app or website at participating locations. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And speaking of good deals, Denny's is launching a buy one slam, get one for $1, buy one, get one deal. You can get either the All-American Slam, which is three scrambled eggs with melted cheese paired with Applewood smoked bacon strips, sausage links, hash browns, and your choice of bread, or the original Grand Slam, which is two pancakes paired with eggs, bacon, and sausage. Buy one, get one for $1. That's
a good deal.
I love a Grand Slam, man.
I haven't been to Denny's in a very long time.
It has been a bit, yeah. I'm right near an IHOP, though, so if I, like, there's not, you know, the choice is pretty easy because it's like 4 minutes away.
Wow, I haven't been to IHOP in a long time either.
Oh, that's so good.
Little Caesars has unveiled a new Mountain Dew flavor, Mango Rush. It's a tropical flavored beverage that features the signature citrus taste of Mountain Dew combined with a bold punch of mango flavor. It's going to be offered in a collectible 16-ounce co-branded can featuring a design unique to its release at Little Caesars. Andrew and I were talking about this earlier today. It comes out on May 5th. Will you be enjoying this when it drops, Andrew?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've been sniffing around trying to see if, because some of them are selling it early, you know.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's hilarious.
My insiders have been dropping. So I've been sniffing around the occasional Little Caesars trying to see if maybe I can get it a little early. No such luck. Stop doing that. No such luck as of yet. Have not been able to secure it.
Mango ruins everything.
No, mango ruins. I disagree.
Mango's delicious. One of my favorite flavors.
Ruins everything.
Mango is wrong. It's good. I think it's okay.
I'm fine with being wrong. Lord knows I'm wrong all the time.
White Castle is introducing new Cheddar Blast chicken rings and two new dirty drinks. I don't know about you guys, but Cheddar Blasted chicken rings does not sound appetizing to me.
No.
I
mean,
it's all things I like.
I'll try them. What do you guys think about the dirty soda fad?
What is that?
Soda mixed with sweet cream creamer.
No.
Correct. Wait. It's a... big in some places. It's big in down south, and I think Utah is most famous for it.
It's really big in Milwaukee on Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley also, apparently.
I like a couple of sips, but I don't want a whole thing.
I've never tried it.
Taco Bell does like a dirty Baja Blast. You can get it with the cream, and I've had a couple of sips of it. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I don't want to finish the whole thing because it's just very sugary and heavy.
Is it rich? Yes, it sounds like rich. Fizzy cream does not sound that great to me.
Too much, yeah.
Pass.
Let's see. My final fast food news story is out of Culver's. They've introduced a new Skittles popped concrete mixer and a Skittles popped lemon ice cooler. So, Skittles Popped is basically a light, crispy take on the classic fruit candy Skittles, blended into the chain's signature concrete mixers, mixed with creamy, fresh frozen custard, or swirled into frozen lemon ice coolers for an extra burst of fruit flavor.
I'm not sure that Skittles and milk, I don't know. Anyone?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
The pop sounds like it's like almost like fruit cereal.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
Which
Skittles are, I don't know.
I love Skittles, but
I think I'd rather just
not
put them in a shake.
Plus, I don't know if you guys ever had cold Skittles.
Yes.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, they're a little hard on the teeth.
Not a good idea. They get pretty, they turn into stones.
Ugh.
Like chewing on flavored stones.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're good, but you got to let them thaw out for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with Sue. I don't want Skittles and milk together. I don't want it in ice cream. But with the lemon ice freezer, again,
now,
I would
that,
take a
maybe,
couple of
yeah,
sips.
Say, well, that's a little different thing.
Might be a little sugary for me, but a couple of sips would be just fine.
Yeah. You notice almost a lot of almost all these dessert things, like, how could we get more sugar in there?
I know. Yeah, it's just, ugh.
Yeah.
It's too much, Kevin.
But also, sometimes it's great.
Oh, boy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Friday on DGS, Dave taking the long weekend. He'll be back on Monday. The rest of us are here, along with Sue Thomas, who joins us in the 2 o'clock hour on, I would say, a lot of Fridays, right?
Yeah.
Not every, but most.
Yeah.
As many as you can make work, because
exactly.
I know you love being in here.
I do.
And, of course, 2:30 on Fridays when we have our regular hit with my buddy Bernie Miklas. Bern, how you doing today?
Wheels, good to be with you all, and looking forward to, do we have the Redbird rush hour
we do.
Tonight?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we
all
got
right.
And because of the 7:15 start, we got the full show, so we can really dig in and get some nerdy stuff going. We'll save the nerdiest stuff for later.
Right.
You and me and Matt Pauly, we can nerd it out for an hour on the Redbird rush hour, which will be, I would say, entirely Cardinals stuff because, you know, Redbird rush hour. But I want to start with the Blues here, Bern. A great win last night. Game 4 turns into the pivot game, really. You win that one, and who the heck knows? Obviously, down 3-1, your odds are pretty small. But that was a really great win last night.
I got to tell you, Wales, and this is no hyperbole. I've been trying to think about this because I don't want to come across as like a hype master. But their performance in the first 10 minutes of that game, I can't recall the last time in a meaningful hockey game where I've seen anything like it. certainly a postseason game. I mean, if you don't mind me just throwing this out, because, you know, at the end of the night, like, the Winnipeg Jets had more hits than the Blues did.
Right.
But there's a lot of empty calorie junk in that stat. No, yeah, there really is.
Right.
Here's why.
You're right.
In the first 5 minutes of that game, the Blues opened a 2-0 lead. They out-hit Winnipeg. They were very physical. They out-hit Winnipeg 13-1.
Wow. Ooh.
In the first 6 minutes, 35 seconds, they out-hit Winnipeg 17-1. And in the first 10 minutes on the clock of that game, in the first period, they out-hit Winnipeg 26-9. They were like rabid. I mean, I don't know what was going on there. Yeah. But, you know, I was joking earlier in a video I did. It's, you know, it's almost if you could take a hockey team and inject every player with adrenaline and give them about 5 cups of espresso, that's what the Blues looked like in the early stages of that game. It was unbelievably dominant.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to watch. And you're right, a lot of the Winnipeg physicality came, really a lot of it after the game was already kind of decided.
That's right, 100%.
And no, I, you know, a lot of that can be trying to set a tone for the next game. It can be frustration from how the game has gone. But it had no impact on it, where the Blues, I don't know what it is about the Blues, but it, throughout their history, and really throughout especially these last 8 to 10 years, when they play like that, when they play that physical game, that's when we're getting the best of the Blues.
And when they do it, they got to do more of it at home. But I think, excuse me, they got to do more of that on road. If this thing will go back to Winnipeg. And they got to be a little more selective. See, I thought they were very selective last night. I think they were good hits, not just hits to make hits.
Yeah.
And there's something about their home ice advantage. It's truly a home ice advantage. Enterprise Center is just, like I like to say, it's filled with lunatics. Yeah. Because they're just last night was absolutely crazy. I mean, just great. And there is no question that crowd, those great Blues fans, give that team an extra gear. They really make a difference. They've won 13 in a row at home now.
Mm-hmm. And zoom it out, right? Like, this series is a big deal, and Game 4 will tell us a lot about how the rest of the series is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Not that being down 3-1's automatically done, but you're probably done at that point. But I would be happy to make the case that this team has already had a victory this season from where they were to where they are, and also setting up the vibe for the next couple of years. I don't have the same concerns I had before. You're adding even more new young talent, and guys that were here all year have gotten better as the years goes along. So Bolduc is more of a known commodity. You got Snuggerud in the mix now. I think their short-term future is so much brighter based on these last couple of months of play.
Yeah, and they have the right coach to lead young players and teach young players. I think that's a big deal. Montgomery's an excellent coach. And they got back to their 5-on-5 game last night, which mysteriously was missing in the first two games at Winnipeg. And their top six forwards, who didn't do much at 5-on-5 in the first two games, they were all over the place last night. I'm talking about Buchnevich, Thomas, Kairou, Shen, Snuggerud, and Jake Neighbors. Last night, those top six forwards combined for 4 goals and 7 assists. That's a pretty good night of work.
Yeah, not a bad night, too, when you're missing a really key young player there, too, with Holloway being out.
That's right. That's right. So Winnipeg's going to come out and try to do to the Blues what the Blues did to them.
Oh yeah.
Last night, they're going to come out crazy, and they're going to come out hitting everything that moves, and they're going to try to take it to the Blues. But there's some interesting things that happened last night. One of the things is that the Blues have shown they can take hits. They're not going to fall apart if somebody hits them.
Right.
But the thing of it is, they found their 5-on-5 game, which is a big deal. The other thing is they get the last line change. And then Jim Montgomery got the Thomas line away from Winnipeg's best line, and they went to town. And the other thing is that Connor Hellebuyck, as great as he is in the regular season, he has been really shaky in the postseason. Yeah. The Blues had him on the ropes in the first game of the series, and they let him escape. Last night, they just annihilated him. 6 goals and 25 shots. And then when Winnipeg tried to make it a game, they cut it to 3-1. They were playing better. Hellebuyck just had that horrible misplay behind his net, and the Blues pounced on it. Then it's 4-1, and the game's definitely over at that point. If you can put some doubt in his head, and if they can do that again Sunday, because I'm convinced that when goaltenders have a hard time, great goaltenders have a really difficult time in the postseason, it gets in their head. So the Blues are going to have to do that in game four. Then it's a new series.
All right, let's turn things over to some baseball. The Cardinals and the Brewers start tonight, 7:15 here on KMOX, following the Redbird Rush Hour and the pregame show with Matt Pauly. What are you hoping to see this weekend, Bernie? I mean, obviously, they've been two different teams this year. The home team has been pretty good. The road team has been terrible. I'm not sure that the home and the road are the cause, but it certainly is a notable difference. So what do you want to see this weekend against Milwaukee?
Well, Milwaukee seems to have the Cardinals' number, and I'm generalizing there, but there's a couple of things. The Cardinals' starting pitching has been really, really good. I mean, legitimately good. And it's really been good like the last 15, 16 games.
Yeah.
And they have their three best starters going this weekend. And the Cardinals, for whatever reason, like you said, it doesn't make a lot of sense. They're a much better team offensively at home than on the road. You'd think it would be opposite, but it's not. So what I'm trying to say is the conditions are favorable for a good weekend series for the Cardinals. But bullpen.
Yeah.
You know, you just never know if that's going to be an issue. You know, this team, the Cardinals have 11 quality starts this year, and that's like tied for second.
Yeah, that's good.
But they're 4-7 in the quality starts. Why? Oh. The offense shuts down, mm-hmm. or the bullpen blows up. Like that record should be about 8-3, but it's not. So the offense has got to get its gear, get its act together, and the bullpen, as long as they can, they got to get Helsley into games earlier if the situation requires it. And listen, Leahy and Maton have been great, but at some point they're going to have to start looking for different relievers to help them. You don't call up Matt Svaansson and then just what he's out there in the bullpen tending to a garden or something. He's got a pitch, right?
Yes. If you're on like so, especially I know they're not using six man at the moment, but they're planning on going back to it. If you're carrying a six man rotation and that means only a seven man bullpen, then if they're here, you have to pitch. You can't be saved for special situations. And I think that's part of what led to the controversial decision the other night or the other day to have Ryan Fernandez in there to lose the game, because you didn't really have another option aside from your closer, and your closer's not going to go two innings. I think we established that. They set new Helsley rules last year and followed them, and it led to a great year. But if you don't have the ability to go to the guys you need because you're wearing them out, you have to use those other guys more often so that you don't wear those guys out, so you can then go to Maton in the eighth inning there rather than choosing a guy in Fernandez who's really struggling. And I really hope, Bernie, we have a move today on the roster. Nothing against Fernandez. He just needs to get fixed. I really like this guy, but he's got to get right.
I feel bad for him. Yeah. You know, they're not doing him any favors keeping him up here. And we can talk about this on the Redbird Rush Hour, but see, I have pivoted on the Helsley situation. I think Ollie Marmol has got to be able, he's got to be willing to use him in the seventh or eighth inning if it means saving a game before it gets away. I mean, you can't keep losing game by holding your save artist out, because with this bullpen, the setup relief, there are no guarantees whatsoever that there will even be a save situation. Can I just throw one more thing on that?
Yeah.
All of this inactivity is actually hurting Helsley's quality of pitching. I did a video on it yesterday at the Sports Hub STL. Now, this is just not smart baseball. It's not. Helsley went through a stretch where he pitched today. He went 5 days without pitching. He made one appearance, then another 5 days without pitching. And what's happened is his walk rate has soared. His strikeout rate has gone down. They are doing him a disservice by not at least keeping him sharp. And, you know, I'm tired of this baseball thing. You can only use the closer in the ninth inning. Why? Mm. Why? There's spots for a guy in the seventh or eighth inning.
Yeah. Well, and it's fine when you're like last year and you have the quality guys to get you there, but it's a lot more difficult when you don't. By the way, I didn't see this a bit ago, but yeah. I just saw that Katie Wu tweeted a little bit ago that Riley O'Brien is coming up, but we don't have the corresponding move. I would guess it involves Ryan Fernandez.
It's got to, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got to get him right because I think he's good, and I think he can be a really useful, good reliever moving forward. But he's just lost, and his slider's broken. He can't locate it. It's not the same shape as it was last year, and you know that was his best pitch. And when your best pitch is not getting outs, it's really tough. So hopefully he can get fixed and then get himself back. Question for the group. By the way, DGS Friday, Dave out today, back Monday, just taking a long weekend. Have you guys ever heard of the terror crocodile?
No.
The terror crocodile.
The terror crocodile. No. Oh, Andrew's not there. I was wondering if he had learned about it. So I saw this the other day. So this is, they don't exist now. They're not real anymore. But the story was from paleontologists talking about this used to be, this thing was a dinosaur eater.
What?
The terror crocodile was a dinosaur eater.
Good grief.
The size of a school bus. Here, Andrew, I got to ask you a question. We're just talking, I just asked the group, have you heard of the terror crocodile?
No.
You've never heard of this?
No.
All right, so apparently at one point in history, they don't exist anymore, so don't worry about that. This thing was, it's known as a dinosaur eater, and it was a crocodile or crocodilian. I don't think it's technically a crocodile. I just think it's a relative of a crocodile. The size of a school bus.
Always a bigger fish.
And I love stories like, first of all, I'm happy that there are no school bus-sized crocodiles.
Can you imagine?
Have you seen the ones now that are big?
Yeah, they're huge.
Oh, my God. There's this guy. I forget what they're in Myrtle Beach. They have an alligator farm thingy.
Yeah.
And they got a big old dude who's like, I don't know how old they are, but he's old as hell. He's like 70 years old, and he's just, I mean, I don't even know how big or how much he weighs. He's 2,000 pounds. I don't know how big he is.
You're talking about the man wrestling.
No. No, this is the old alligator. I think that one's an alligator, not a crocodile. But that just blew me away that there was that existed, and it's just like, all right, well, good luck. Don't go near that guy. Like the terror crocodile would be. Now we need a movie about that.
It also says it had 100 razor teeth.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The size of bananas. Size of bananas.
Yikes.
He had banana teeth.
That is bizarre.
World is so cool, though. Like, all those things existed. Would you guys ever want to go visit?
No.
Dinosaur times?
Nope.
No, I'd be pretty frightened.
It'd be so great.
How would that be great? That would not be great.
Oh, my God. It would be so cool. I mean, you gotta have some safety measures in place. You know?
You think? Like a couple.
In a big hamster ball or something.
I was thinking more of like an armored truck.
Okay, you know, that's smarter. Yeah.
You know, maybe a tank.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Just give me a tank ride through dinosaur times. That would be amazing. I don't want to shoot anything, by the way. Unless they're mean to us, then we got to get rid of them. But if you run across a terror crocodile.
I mean, even if they are mean to us, we're the ones who travel.
No, I know,
back.
I know.
I brought a tank.
I'm agree. I would not shoot the dinosaurs. Unless I had no other choice.
Okay. And then you ruin all of history because it's
I know, right? Like, I start the end of the dinosaurs early and then humans never make it. Right, so now the whole timeline is reset and the world is run by dolphins.
Yeah, well, none of us will ever be born, so it's all mute.
Yeah.
Oh, it says their eyes moved vertically because they most likely spent their time looking up and down for prey. They were usually submerged in river waters, so they would look up for food and snap them. Oh, that is awful.
I mean, could you imagine being like, you're a big dinosaur and you're kind of a badass, and then all of a sudden this guy just chomp.
Yeah.
Like, you're not worried about anything. You're like, I got it. Now these little dinosaurs, those are just my lunch. And then your lunch for this big guy.
I've never imagined myself as a crocodile, Rachel. Have you?
I have imagined myself as a dinosaur.
That's fair.
Yeah. What dinosaur would you be?
Probably a little T-Rex.
A little T-Rex?
Yeah.
Why not one of the big ones?
I feel like I would be like a big, like, intimidating one.
All right.
She's a friendly T-Rex.
I'd be like the...
Andrew, what dinosaur would you want to be? You gonna be a mean one or a nice one?
Probably a nice one. I'll be like a Triceratops or something.
Oh yeah, see, they're cool because they're also tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're plant eaters, but you know you don't want to mess with them. I might want to be a Stegosaurus.
Yeah, those
swing
cool.
That tail around and smack people.
Good. I gotta look.
No, I probably want to be a Velociraptor. Sneaky, smart, mean.
Loud.
Loud, yeah.
Talking song from tongues of living grace.